Paragimel Paracute Base. Okay, what we're learning is the very sophisticated teaching of the Nefesh HaChaim, that there are two ways. There's Ra in the world. Sometimes we experience the Ra Lo Yaleinu. There's two ways to battle Ra, we learned. The Nefesh HaChaim points out. What needs to be understood is that Ra is part of the Bria. This is what we keep on learning over and over again. Ra is part of the Bria. Yotzer Or, Vare Choshech, Oise Shalom, Boire Ra. Vaye Erev, Vaye Boiker, etc. Ra is part of the Bria. It's not a part of the Bria that's pleasant, and it's not a part of the Bria that we like, but the Bria that's necessary. And Shabbos morning, somebody who doesn't come to this year at all, said, asked me, what's up with the Nachash and Bracious? He's actually reading my book. What's up with the Nachash and Bracious? Like, how did it know to be Ra if there were before the Bais of the Eitz Hadas? So that was his question. But in our Beis Medrash, that's not a question at all, because the Nachash was the epitome of Ra. The Nachash was the Bria of Ra. That was, imagine a pipe of Ra, which ended at the Nachash. This was the Ra. This Hashem created this for a reason. Adam, at that time before the Chet, Adam Arishon Koidem HaChet, complete innocence, didn't even need clothing. That was came from the Shoresh HaToiv. So you had Toiv and Ra. When the Nachash was Mitarev with the Adam, so now you had Toiv and Ra mixed together. This is said in so many different words. The Mekubalim talk about it as the Yetzahar Shebechutz went to became Bifnim. There's so many ways to say it, but it's just a very simple idea. We shouldn't confuse ourselves. That this is Ra, Koach Ra, negative. This is Koach HaTov, positive. And what happened, Eitz HaDas, what's wrong with Das? And what the Nachash's argument was, that I can do as much, if not more, with the Koach Ra, which Hashem created, Elokim is Midas HaDin. I could do more. I could manipulate Teva more. That isn't true in our lives. We're willing to go against our nature for Ra. Very seldom for Toiv. It's Yetzer Hara is, I didn't say anything yet, so just give me a minute. Yetzer Hara is the manifest. Is the manifestation. The container of Ra, Judas Homarechet. Yetzer HaTov is the neshama, the Tov. Now, so if one is battling Ra, says the Nefesh HaChaim, so there's really two ways to do it. Ra, in its pipeline, is called Kishuf. Kishuf is magic, but it's also many other things which are Koach HaRa, which I'm going to show you in the Nefesh HaChaim. It goes further down than black magic and further up. That's one area, you know, maybe in one tkufa of history where we were battling the power of magicians and machashefas and sorcerers and those kind of things, like a Bilam type of a Ra. I don't know if that's what we're battling now, but that's what we're battling then. There's different kinds of Ra. Ra is a tremendous energy, a huge energy. So one way is to battle with the Ra itself. That's how you battle Kishuf.
What is that in that category?
Maybe. We're going to learn about Avodah Zarah. But here you have a Koach of Ra. I'm going to come, let's, you know, ding, we come out boxing, Tov V'Ra. Kishuf, I have Kochas HaTorah. There's another way, says the Nefesh HaChaim, and that is that you don't have to be Mesiaches to the whole thing. Meaning that when Avram Avinu said, I'm looking at the stars and I have no children, so I don't know how to win this battle, you know, Star Wars. I don't know how to win this battle. When it says to move the stars, I can't. And Hashem's etza to him was, say, me yitztagni nushucha. Say achutza. Lashon of the Torah. Leave the marechet. You are able, Avraham Avinu, you, and therefore we, are able to leave the whole marechet of Ra, Ein oid milvadoi. Ein mazel Yisrael. That's the pshat, ein mazel Yisrael. It doesn't mean there is no mazel Yisrael, but it means we have this ability to go against. Now, mazel is the same thing as malachim. It's the same thing as, it's not necessarily a bad thing. This is the way Hashem runs the world, the gravity. Mazelis, that's all. How do I go against nature is really what Avraham Avinu was saying, to have a child. And it was against nature. It was against nature. He was too old. His wife was too old. It was a joke. But within nature. So the taina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what are you laughing? You know, what are you laughing? Hey, Basel Yisro, laughing is for here. You know, like that would be laughable. There's an irony. If we would hear right now, that some 95-year-old woman was pregnant, we would all laugh. But that's because the world works according to Teva, and that's what Teva says to do, laugh. But Avraham Avinu, you don't have to laugh. So there's one way is to battle the mazolis, and another way is to go above the mazolis. It's very, very, this is very, very sophisticated and dachistic. Both of them are done differently, but both of them are done with the koach of understanding Einon Milvado. And that's what we're going to learn here. We're going to learn about Amalek. Mamash. So if you look at the Nefesh HaChaim, he says, Ube'emes, this is exactly where we were, Ube'emes hu inyan gadol uskula nifla. He says, I'm teaching you the Nefesh HaChaim, and therefore the Volozhin and the Litvische Welt has two segulas, and they're not melting lead. There's two segulas that you can do. One skula is, this is the one we're learning today, Ubamas Huinian skula nifla, lahaser ulavato me'alav, that you can get rid of from yourself, kol dinin uritzainois acherim, shlayuchlu lishbait bay v'layasa shum roshin klau. You can get rid of whatever anybody wants to do to you. Now this is a chiddush. Because until now, he's talking about being mevatel kishuv, being mevatel mazolos and stars. I'm talking about being mevatel the Russia who's standing right up next to me. So we haven't talked about that inside. So he says that too. L'hasir levatel me'olav kaldinu ritzonis acherim, the rutzen of somebody else who has complete bechira chavshis, I can be mevatel his rutzen. I can control the ratzon of a person that's standing against me. As it affects me, thank you. Shla yuchlo lishloit boy, ulayasa shum reishim klal. No kach, you are left powerless. It's hard to imagine, I mean, but that one person has such a power over another person. Ukisha adam koivea belibay lemar. Eliyahu Navi had this power and different Naviim. Kisha Adam Koveya Beliboy Lamor. How do you do it? Here's the trick. Kisha Adam Koveya Beliboy Libor. Koveya Beliboy. That's the key. Koveya Beliboy. And as if to say, Haloi Hashem Hu Alekim Ha'amiti. Hashem Hu Ha'alekim Ha'amiti. There are no kochos, there is no gun shooters, there's no politicians, there's nothing which has any koach if Hashem doesn't give him koach. There's nothing else other than Hashem shum koach ba'olam v'chol ha'olam is klal. Not here, not there, not bria, not yitzira, not atzilus. Nothing has a koach. At the end of the day, Hashem is standing on top of this mareches. Ve'einoy mashkiach klal al shum koach v'ratzim ba'olam. He doesn't care what anybody wants to do. U'mishabed u'medavek toyer machshavtoy rak lo adon yachid baruch hu. And this is not, we shouldn't think this easy. It's not a fleeting thought. This is, look at the words he's using. Mishabeg, umedabeg, toyer machshavtoy. So this is done with shibud, with dveikus, with tahara. Three words here. So it's not such a, you can't ask, well, how come he didn't do that? It's, how do you do it? Shibud Halev, Shibud Halev, Dveikus, Toyer Machshavtoy, Rak La'odain Yachid Baruchu. And I'm clear in my mind and in my life right now, there's only one Koach, and that's the Koach of Hashem. Kein Yaspik Hu Yisbaruch B'yadoy, and therefore Hashem will take the ability which is in his hand, Shemimela Yisbatul Me'olav Kolakoychus Varatzoni Shabloilam. And it's Memela. Memela is a key word here. Because what it means is that it's not the pshat that I have, I'm not fighting with the Ra. I'm being Mevatel it. I'm saying, I'm going straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about the Ra. So what I'm doing is, Tzei Mi'Tzdagni Neshucha. I'm walking out of the Marechet that I'm in, and we are entitled to walk above that Marechet. Is that the right way to do it or not? I'm not clear, but it's a way of doing it. Meaning, maybe the right way is, like the Gemara says, Yargiz Yetzer Hara Yetzer Atoiv. Maybe we should be Margiz, make a fight. Maybe we should say, but to go straight to the top, like, is it the right thing when you're working on the floor and you're having a problem to go straight to the boss? Go to the prime minister. Is that the right thing, Bichlal? But the point is, we can do that. And it works. It's very possible to me that Gedolim and Tzadikim through all the generations didn't want to do that. Like Rabbi Kiva, Kol Yomai Nitzdarti Al Pasuk. I want this. This is what I want. Or we were telling a story the other week of Avram Ager, Avram and Avram. He didn't want to because why should I fight with Hashem, with the Koach that Hashem gave? I'd rather be Moisir Nefesh to that Koach. Now, but this is as a good Valojin or Rosh Hashiva, this is his Eitzah. His Eitzah is, it's a skula, nifla. You're in trouble, don't even get involved with the Kochos HaRab, meaning that you don't need to know, I think what this means is, you don't need to know Sheamus HaKadosha and Sheamus HaTumma and do all kinds of Kabbalistic things. Gei Lamala. You don't have to do that. Einoin Movadi. Or you can fight. So now let's learn this together and you'll help me. Vizehu says the Haggah. Vizehu inyan mamorim zichronim levracha b'mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah, we all know. We've learned it before in Shar Beis. The Mishnah says that it says in the Chumash, Bamidbar, Aseluch HaSaraf. Story, everybody was getting bitten by snakes in the Midbar. Answer. Aseluch HaSaraf. Make a kedushas, put a snake on top of a stick, hold it up as high as possible, and everyone will look at it, and they'll have a refu shalema. That's what the Torah says. Frek the Mishnah, Uchinachash, Memis, Einachash, Machaye. What are we doing here? Where is the Nachash down here killing us? I guess that's what the Mishnah means. Is the Nachash down here killing us? And is this Nachash, copper Nachash, Nachash Nachashas, on top of the stick, that's healing us? Ela, says the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Bezman Shi Yisrael, Mestaklin Klapim Mala. What happens is the Kla Yisrael are pointed upwards. So look at it, the way you learn the simple pshat in the Mishnah is look at it as a big arrow. So Klapim Mala, Meshabdin Eslibam Laviyam Shabashamayim, our skula. So says the Nefesh HaChaim, shot in the Mishnah is, when you're looking up and you're seeing a copper snake, it's not just an arrow, but rather meditate on the Kocho Hara. And realize that all of that Ra comes from Hashem, as the Nefesh HaChaim explains it. So it's a snake with an arrow. And you recommit yourself to Avinu Shabashamayim, how you misrap him, they would get a refuah. Whoa. And that's what Hamtakas Adinim means. So I'd like to try to explain this, but it's subtle. So work with me on this. The Mishnah actually says two things. Mishnah first talks about Amalek. And there the Torah says, Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu picked up his hands. He went to the Rosh HaGiva, he picked up his hands. And when his hands were up, they were winning the war against Amalek. His hands went down because they were tired. They were losing the war with Amalek. Just want to point out, just geographically, this wasn't the place of Amalek. This was right by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Amalek was Yoshev Benegev. They were in Eretz Yisrael, but they were worried. This was like a today war. You know, they were worried that this Klal Yisrael is on their way to Eretz Yisrael, like Avram Avinu from their point of view. In 30, 40 days, they'd be in a couple of months, they'd be in Eretz Yisrael. So they sent out an army into the Midbar Sinai, into the Sinai, to fight with the Jews. This wasn't where Amalek was. It just, of course. So then Chazal are going to show, and it came with a chutzpah. Of course. So that's the second part of it, the deeper part of it, the Chazal or Megala, that they had a spiritual battle as well. MS. So that was Amalek. Nefesh HaChaim is not speaking about Amalek. Moshe Rabbeinu picked his hands up, put his hands down, we won, we lost. Next case in the Mishnah, Ukayoitze Bazeh, says the Mishnah, Ukayoitze Bazeh Matzinu, and we find something similar to it. And what we need to do is understand what's so similar about it. What's so similar about it? But that when we were in the Midbar and we started getting bitten by snakes, fast forward 40 years. Shana Ha'achrein. One was in the Shana HaRishain. Shana HaRishaina, they say something in Mitzrayim, one was in the Shana Achreina. Year one, year 40. Yeah? We started getting bitten by snakes. Moshe Rabbeinu puts the snake on the stick. Kiyotze Bezeh, but it was a completely different time and a different people because all the people who came out of Mitzrayim already passed away. Different people. Younger light. That we're here. With a new Inyan. And now to this, the Mishnah says, okay, this is the Nachash Memis, is the Nachash Mechaye? No, we looked up to Shemayim. So the question's different, but the answer is the same. The answer is we looked up to the Shemayim. So the pshat is, I believe the Maharal explains, that the Emes, these are two different cases and two different issues completely. Let's think about it for a minute. In the case of Amalek, which was at the beginning, right, when we left Asher Korach Baderech, Tseisam Eretz Mitzrayim, right? We just came out of Mitzrayim. There was no Onesh. We didn't do anything wrong. Bunch of Jews that got freed from slavery. We crossed the Yamsuf miraculously, and here's Amalek. We didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't an Onesh for anything. So what was it? If it wasn't an Onesh, what was it? And what it was the Kochos Hara, meaning the Kochos HaTov were so strong, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. Kochos HaTov were so strong that there's going to be Kenegdo, Zelu Mazeh, a Kochos Hara. As the Kochos HaTov grows, Kochos Hara grows. Everything becomes stronger and more intense. You remember, Lamashal, the Gemara says that Avodah Zarah at one point became so strong that the Chachomim of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were davened, they came together to daven. That must have been a big maimet to be mevatel the koach of Avodah Zarah. And what happened when they were mevatel of the koach of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara, in, making a long story short, but the Gemara says, we're also mevatel the koach of Avodah. In other words, there was a koach hara, which was sort of necessary in the Bria, but it was overwhelming. So Chachamim were mevatel it. It was a good thing. It was a bad thing. It was a necessary thing. Mevatel was a big deal. To mevatel the koyach hara. So That's how pashut. But they were mevatel l'koach hara, and memela, we don't wake up in the morning thinking, wow, I really got to get some avodah zarah in today. You know, let's go to the avodah zarah gym. Let's go to church. We don't think, you know, a little bit in the world, but not a big thing. And even those that are worshiping avodah zarah say they're not. say they're not. So, what there was no onesh, there was no avera, there was no onesh. What there was achil Hashem. Here it's so clear. In other words, yes, it had to be, but it was so clear that Hashem hu elikim. It was like times of Mashiach, Kriyas Yamsuf, Hinei Am Yotzim Mimitzrayim. Like, you know, it was so clear, the promises made to Avram Avinu, it was so clear until Amalek said, let's blur that up a little bit. Not so posh. We can fight with that too. So it wasn't us that was Gurim, it was really Hashem, it was Achil Hashem. In the case, again, go forward 40 years, it was a different story. What happened was we were in the last year in the Midbar, I believe it was right after Mises Aaron, and Klal Yisrael had this new generation of Klal Yisrael had the strangest thing to say. What they said was, Nafshenu katza b'lechem ha'klokel, we're sick of the mon. We're tired of the Beresh and Miriam was about to dry up. We don't want to live like this. We don't like this. We don't like mon min hashamayim. What's not to like? Lechem aklokel. They wanted, like, you know, more tasty things. They wanted, what's not to like is an interesting question. Ra. This was, so say it like this, no, Emes, this was pure good coming straight from Lamala. It wasn't subject to climate conditions. It wasn't subject to the ground's fertility. They were in the desert. It wasn't subject to anything. I'm giving you Tov, Bilamala, Lamata. Okay, so Darshan, what you want to Darshan? I too will Darshan. But I want to skip the drashas. What happened? What happened is they started getting bitten by snakes. Teva you want? You're in a desert. A desert is full of snakes. A desert is full of scorpions and all kinds of terrible things. Bois, sir moish, kol chai se yar, especially at night. That's what you want. So the interesting cause and effect here that we say we don't want mud, which seems to say it wasn't just about food. We don't want this type of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, nature you want, and they get bitten by snakes. Completely different than the first case. So the Mishnah says, like you find the same kind of a thing. It's not really the same kind of a thing. I'll tell you a nekuda. And that in the case of Amalek was making Achil Hashem. Achil Hashem was being made to the world. Like, oh, so he's not the Almighty. You can fight with that. So we have to battle that. In the case of the Nechashim, it was actually a Kiddush Hashem. Because if people do the wrong thing and they get an Einish for it, they're complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after taking them miraculously out of Mitzrayim through the desert 40 years and giving them a Torah in between, and we complain, that's an Avera. So if a Rasha gets an Avera, that's not a Chil Hashem, it's a Kiddush Hashem. No? If Rasha gets a punishment, it's a Kiddush Hashem. Shows it the Schar Vayinish. We're not praying for the demise of Rishayim, but the fact is, you know, when a Rasha gets struck by lightning, you know, cool. it's scharvoinish. You can't get away with everything in this world. So the fact that the minute that they said nafshenu katzab lechem haklokel, this cursed bread, and the nechashim started to attack them, that was the biggest siman of Ashkacha Pratis. For all these years, decades, no nechashim bit anybody. So very interesting that in the first case, Ani Omer, in the first case that the Mishnah talks about, Moshe Rabbeinu is battling a Chilul Hashem. And in the second case, well, Moshe Rabbeinu is still around, one of the few, Aaron died, he's battling a Kiddush Hashem. It's two different things. Manyan. Everybody with me on this? It's two different.
Hold up his hands and they win. That's Kiddush.
When the Jewish people suffer, it's a sort of a Chilul Hashem, but Be'etzem, it's Hashgacha Pratus. That's the way the world, it means that Hashem's running the world. He holds up his hands. Okay, let's ask the second question. What does it mean that his hands became heavy and he put them down and they had to come pick up his hands? The Gemara asked, he couldn't find any pillows or something to rest his hands. Like, what does it even mean, it became heavy? So let's like, why? We're battling. So I believe that the Nefesh HaChaim holds, but minimally I would like to posit that in the first case of Amalek, he was battling, Moshe Rabbeinu was battling a Koach Hara right here. Like you battle with Kishuf. And it was a hard milchama because he's fighting with the Bria, you know, the Kochas HaTov, Kochas HaRa. This is a real heavyweight championship match, yeah? In the second case, people did Averu. He wasn't battling the Kochas HaRa. He was battling, it could have been Kochas HaTov, for that matter. But what he was battling was, he had to get to a place, this is a different thing, of mistaklin klape malo, what does a person do, of, I guess, getting the people to do tshuva? Getting the people to do tshuva, and getting them to be meshabed as libam la'aviyam shabashamayim up here. Remember that it's not coincidentally that this was a nachash. You know, they could have gotten bitten by a lot of things or died of starvation. But the Nachash was reminding, like the Arizal says, the Ramdu says in the Parsha, that the Nachash was reminiscent of the Nachashim biting them, and the Nachash was saying that this was reminiscent to the Nachash HaKadmoni, to the Nachash of Gan Eden. So it wasn't just here he is again, the Nachash. it's again the Nachash. Same letters. Therefore, Nachash Nachoshes. So what does it mean? Let's just think about it a little bit. Again, it's a subtle thing, and we need to think a little bit deeply here, you know, work on this. That in the case of the Nachash Nachoshes, what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the people was, look, everything's Minash Shomayim. Hashem made Tov. Hashem made Ra. Hashem made Adam. Hashem made the Nachash. Let's take a new look at the Nachash in a way that even Adam Arishan didn't. And let's say that Hashem made everything that he made it good. If you get to a place of Hashem Echad, everything is good. He made Tov, he made Ra, Oseh Shalom, Bavari Ra. He did everything good. Hashem did everything good. So Mistaklin Klapi Mala, and let's take a new, fresh look at the Nachash, and be misaken the chet of Adam Arishan, who looked at the Nachash incorrectly. So it's a different thing. It's going back to the Makar. It's not fighting with the Ra here like this. You know, Klai Yisrael didn't do anything wrong. It's fighting with the Ra, or the Hashpa of Ra. So this fighting up here is called, in Kabbalistic language, Hamtokas Hadinim. It's called Hamtokas Hadinim. But, read the words. Hu amitas inyan Hamtokas Koychois Hadinim B'Sharsham. He says this, not me. That is called Hamtokas Koichos Hadinim B'Sharsha. So let's go back, says Moshe Rabbeinu, to the root of all evil, which is the Nachash, and that created Ra in the world, and the fact that you're getting an Einish in the world is not a bad thing. It's Midas Hadin. Because the Gevur, the Nachash, came from Gevur. So it's Midas Hadin. And let's go above it to say to Hashem, take the Koich of Din and the Koich of Chesed, Chesed, Gevur, put them together, that's Hamtokas Hadinim, and we'll get a different result. B'hayu Misrapin, and they all became healed. So one way is, you know, going way back to the source. And the other way is stopping the leak. You stop the leak by plugging up the hole, or you can go back to the source. If you go back to the source of Ra, and this is just saying it again so it's clear to us, it's not an easy point. When you go back to the source of Ra, you can do something different. You don't have to be mevatelit. Hashem made Ra. If you're fighting with Kishuv, you have to be mevatel. If you're going back to the source of Ra, you don't want to be mevatel. What do you want to do? Mamtik. Mamtik hadin. You want to sweeten the din. Hamtokas hadinim. And that's the place, by the way, of Echad. Yeah? Din creates Ra. I mean, Ra dahainu yetzahara. Malach HaMavis, that all comes from the place of din, but it's not a bad thing. It's the way the world works. If there wouldn't be a Malach HaMavis, we'd be messed up in that sense. It was. They didn't fight. Where'd they fight? No. That's by the Nachash. Moshe was only mamtik the din by the Nachashim, because there was a din. The Ra was doing its thing. Right. The Ra was doing its thing. It was doing what it was supposed to be doing. What we could do is we could say something like this. There's two ways to daven. We could say, Be mevatel the Ra, which is in front of us. Okay, that's a hard job. Yehi Moshe, Yedei Moshe, Kvedim. This is a difficult battle to battle with Ra. Like, where's our battle? Like, in Shmoneh Esrei or in the Knesset? You know, where do we battle Ra? So, okay, we find like this, we find like that. Amalek, Ratel Amalek, in the Knesset. Is there a tefillah to do that? Koach HaRa, it shouldn't manifest itself in the world. It was a battle. Maybe the purpose of the Ra was for us to battle it. But when you're talking about an Onesh for an Avera, which is legitimate, so that's got to, you got to go all the way. It's legitimate. What do you want me to, what do you want me to fight with it for? It's legitimate. Adarabba. Adarabba. It's a Kiddush Hashem. It's a Kiddush Hashem. We don't like it, but it's a Kiddush Hashem. So what to do? And the answer is to go lamala, lamala, lamala. The nachash nachoshes. And to be, not fight. It's not even a fight. It's hamtokas hadin. Like, diplomacy. It's like diplomacy. You know, Hamtokas Hadin means Hashem. We know Imcha Noichi Batzara. We know that when Klal Yisrael has Tzar, even if they deserve it, you have Tzar also. So, for your sake, Asei Laman Shmecha. Asei Laman Yeminecha. Asei Laman Kedushasecha. Asei Laman Shechinasecha. You know, that's one derech of Hamtokas Hadin. And all kinds of things that the Chachamim have said about Hamtokas Hadin. But what we need to understand here is that there's completely two ways. I keep thinking that, like, and I mentioned this before, that Nechoshes at that time was how do you get Nechoshes? You mine it, right? So, I mean, you mine it. It comes from the ground. And it's a very, very, it was considered a very hard metal that they, I mean, I don't, how did he get nechoshes? I say, look, nechoshes. So I guess, how does it work? You dig, Hafuch. Hafuch. You take copper and you put alloy it, and then you get brass. It looks like gold. Poor man's gold. But the brass, the copper itself is not shiny and beautiful like that. It's hard. It was considered, as the Ramban says, an inflexible material. So the pshat is, take a nachash nechoshes, it should be strong. But it's interesting that the nachash itself, a nachash, is the most flexible of all creations in the world. So it's spineless. Yeah, because they're...
It wasn't created that way.
You could do that, what?
It wasn't flexible when he did it that way.
Right.
It's also interesting.
So what happened was, he lost... Al-Gachoyin Chatelach, he lost... He became spineless. He lost his posture. He became spineless. What's interesting, I think there's a message here, like, to the Bnei Yisrael, Agav, that you're so shedu kotzab lechem haklokel. I don't want your support anymore. I'll do it on my own. I don't need your help, right? There's a certain posturing that goes with that. And then Hashem says, okay, is the most flexible of all creations. Copper wires, by the way, is no kasha, because what they've done is they can do that with any steel. You can make it so thin that it's flexible. I'm just like, that's not a. You take a penny is not bendable, not easy to bend. You know? It's stronger than aluminum. Or, No other way, because the kolchas ra were emes. Oh, some of them. Not only that, there's bigger chiddush. We're not talking about this trick here to keep the nechashim away. They were already bitten by snakes. They needed a refuah. It's different. It's not like, okay, I can keep the nechashim away. They were bitten, and they were dying. It was a plague. It was a plague, a magefa. So what we're talking about here is reversing. You see, my nekuda is that he wasn't battling Ra because it wasn't Ra in the way we understand it. It wasn't a Chilul Hashem. It wasn't something. It was appealing to a higher sense. As one can always do, even if they did an Avera, one can appeal, even in this world, to a higher place for pardon. And you can appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you do, and he's walks, as we say, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He goes from the Midas Hadin and sits on the Midas Harachamim. Yafeh, that's called Hamtakas Hadinim. That's called Hamtakas Hadinim. And the two things shouldn't be confused in terms of the skula. The skula nifla that he's saying, interestingly, is to go up above the whole thing. And he brings the example of Aseh L'chasara. Why did he bring the first part of the Mishnah of Amalek, like you did? Why doesn't he say Amalek? Why is he starting the Mishnah in the middle? The Aseh L'chasara is Kayotze B'zeh. It was 40 years later than the whole story. The answer is that we're not talking about the school on Nifla that he's talking about. Is not to battle the Ra. It's just to go above its head. That's not Amtakas Adinim. That's battling the Ra. That's taking the Ra. I don't know what it is. I mean, but that's, I don't know. I don't know. The answer is, I don't know. But that's taking the Ra and turning it into Toif. Achnias HaRa. But that's a battle in the Ra Gufa. Which I would say that probably the base medrash of the Vilna Gaon was against. You know, like the Svarim say, you can't win a fight in the mud without getting dirty. They say about this. Go back to Hashem, accept your the oinish is legitimate. Dafke accept it. Al chetchech atanu l'fanecha b'zadoin. Dafke accept it. And then to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, einat ha'chafetz b'mois ha'meis. Okay. I mean, sof kosof. This is our whole ne'ilot tefillah, right? Okay. we did chet, we said al chet, we do tshuva, we're fasting. Basof ein atal chafetz b'mois hames. Kim b'shuva imidarkei hara. So be mitzhtatev the toiv in the ra. It's I'm gonna stop, but it's as I say, it's a subtlety in the Mishnah. But once it starts as a subtlety and it ends up in Mizrach Lamarv's Amalek and Sarov. But the refuah seems to be the same. So that's the subtlety. That what are you doing when you're Mistako Klapi Mala? What Reb Chaim Volozhin is talking about is the Nachash, not the Amalek. Even if you did an Aveira, here's a Mahalach that you can do, practical Mahalach. Thank you.